This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois agency that oversees licensing is still struggling to fix some technology problems. My colleague Alex Degman reports the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation says nurses, doctors, and other people faced historic delays last year in getting their licenses renewed. Lawmakers passed a bill to give the agency 6 months to hire a new vendor and implement a new system, but with 1 month left to go, that's not going to happen. But the department's Camille Lindsay did list some interim improvements.
We created new PO boxes so applications are quickly directed to the appropriate processors. We've added additional staff to review applications for licensure, along with adding a new deputy director of licensing and testing.
The department is also extending this year's deadline for nursing license renewals to June 30th. An Illinois lawmaker is calling for comprehensive changes to the State Department of Juvenile Justice in light of a recent lawsuit. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports 95 men and women are suing the state. They say they suffered horrific sexual abuse while they were detained in youth centers when they were children. The lawsuit claims the perpetrators were corrections officers, sergeants, nurses, and other supervisory staff. State Senator Mike Simmons says it's time for the state to invest in diversion programs, activities like sports intended to keep kids out of the juvenile system.
Just what we read in this report, I don't know that it would be advisable to send more young people into this system.
The Department of Juvenile Justice issued a statement saying it takes the safety of youth in its care seriously and that all allegations are immediately and thoroughly investigated. Music engineer Steve Albini has died. Albini shaped the sound of some of the most iconic albums of the past decades, from Nirvana's In Utero to PJ Harvey's Rid of Me. He ran a recording studio called Electrical Audio on Chicago's North Side and continued to make music as well. His band Shellac is due to release a new album later this month. Albini died Tuesday night of a heart attack. He was 61 years old. It's going to be getting colder tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Doom says Chicagoans can expect the temperature to drop after a wave of thunderstorms hit parts of the area.
Tomorrow's probably going to be the coolest day over the next several here. We're looking at highs, struggling to reach 60s. Most of the area should tap into the low 60s. It's going to be a little bit cooler, though, near the lake. Got some winds moving in off the lake. So the city is probably going to be stuck in the 50s.
And then tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. So sunny and pleasant today with a high in the upper 70s and then rainy tonight, a low in the low 50s. And Thursday, cloudy, breezy and cooler, some showers, high in the mid 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.